Okay, we'll play a song that's appropriate. And we're starting.
Yay.
And we've got special guests today, so everyone get excited.
This is my first attempt
Sounds like a baby.
It's annoying.
Harmony video. I'm nervous, but I'm excited at the same time. So I'm just gonna start talking about what I like. I love cats. I love every kind of cat. I just wanna hug all of them, but I can't hug every cat. Can't hug every cat. So anyway, I am a cat lover and I love to run. I'm sorry I'm thinking about cats again. I really love cats. I'm thinking about cats again and again and again and again and again. I think about how many don't have a home and how I should have some. I think about how cute they are and how their ears and the whiskers and the nose.
Everybody, welcome to another show. We have a very special show today, along with a special, well, two special guests, potentially. Our human special guest is Poon Master Flex.
Can I tell you, while we were watching that, I'm like tied to your radio station and Cicely is far off in the bed and I desperately wanted to hug her because she's stressed out about being here.
Yeah, our other guest is Cicely the cat. She's silent now. She was meowing like crazy, as we've talked about before. So we're living in two apartments, basically across the hall from each other. Cicely is now used to her home across the hall, however, not used to her vacation spot here at my place.
Her luxurious life.
Yeah. So she comes in here, meows a lot, but now she's been sat on the bed and for some reason that has calmed her. Somewhat.
Yeah. She's not howling anymore. She still seems very alert, though.
She was doing those inhuman cat wow kind of noises that you're like, I am.
You never make this noise. Why are you doing this now?
Yeah, like something bad's going to happen.
Yeah.
So the reason that you are both here today is we are going to do some cat IQ tests. Now, you and I talked once about how smart is a cat. And then we were like, how big is a cat's brain?
How big is it, Peter?
It is 2 inches long. And so this has been a constant back and forth. Sometimes I'm complimenting the cat. It's like, I can't believe you did that with a 2-inch brain. And then sometimes, and the cat's just staring me down right now. Like, I know you're talking about me. And then sometimes I'm like, well, you only got 2 inches of brain. What could you possibly do? As we were talking about this, surprise, surprise. Now, the library where I work, we get book donations fairly frequently. And sometimes, you know, a lot of it's just like the new James Patterson, the new Richard North Patterson, just anyone named Patterson. But sometimes you get, you know, a donation where you're like, somebody had an interest here that they either gave up or still have but don't require these materials or they're dead. These are probably the likelihoods. One day we got an entire box full of cat and cat-related books, including The Cat IQ Test by Melissa Miller, who's the author of The Dog IQ Test. You can measure your cat's brain power and social skills and discover your strengths as an owner. So here's what I wanted to do. First of all, cat IQ.
Because she's so smart.
Because she's smart. And then I wanted to measure, you know, I was a cat dad for about a year and wanted to measure my IQ as an owner, because I'm sure yours is off the charts.
I was looking at, they have different classifications of everything and seeing like how they classify.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, owner, there was like practical to fanatical. So
I'm shooting for practical.
Yeah.
As opposed to what's like a bad one. Is there a bad one?
No, practical was like the lowest, okay. I guess. Oh, and then it gives recommendations too. Like if you're just a practical owner, here are these low-key mellow cats. No.
Like, oh, does it have, Cicely is a tortie.
Yeah. Oh, I should look that up.
She's got a lot of what we call tortitude.
Should I look that up first or after?
Let's do it after.
Okay.
Because maybe we have a mismatch, classic mismatch.
Yeah.
But I think we should start with her IQ.
Agreed.
Because I think we should find out, how smart is this cat? How smart is it?
Yeah, so this book has a cat. It's the cat IQ, and it can be determined like through 75 questions. And they have an average score from a representative sample of domestic cats. And so they have a scoring of blissfully ignorant, occasionally quite clever, average, brighter than average, very intelligent, extremely intelligent, or possibly brighter than you are.
Brighter than I am.
Yes.
Okay.
As a human.
Well, I'm pretty worried about it, so let's see what happens. Should I put some like game show music on or something?
I don't know. I was going to ask you. So there are 75 questions. And I don't know if you want to like read the question and all of the options, or like you can glance at the options and say what you think.
Let's just start with one question.
Okay.
And then I'll see what the options are like.
Okay.
So start with the question.
Okay, first question.
There's 75 questions?
There's 75 questions.
Jesus Christ,
for
okay.
The cat IQ and owner IQ. It's pretty intense.
Well, let's start. We're starting with the cat, right?
Right.
Okay.
What if I disagree with you? Am I allowed to have an opinion?
Let's default to you.
Okay.
I think this will be a vote, but we'll default to you because you're the more owner.
The cat mom, not the deadbeat cat dad.
Question one. Yeah, deadbeat dad who left home.
When it sits in a window, your cat stares ahead blankly, peruses what's outside with only general interest, or usually spots something outside and takes a strong interest in it.
Well, I will say that one of my cat dad duties was raising the blinds at the house before I left, and she would leap up onto the couch.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say whatever the most interest is. She also, upon moving in here, I can't remember if I already told this part. The first night we were here, we were staying at your apartment, and the windows were open, but there's screens, and you woke up early in the morning to the sound of the screen crashing to the ground, and her entire front half was out on the ledge, and her back half, this is like the second story, and her back half was still in the apartment.
Yep.
And that was a terrifying moment for you, where I woke up to you yelling at her, and then almost immediately went back to sleep, and I don't think you really
slept. She's never that brave. She's always afraid of everything. I don't understand where this bravery came from.
She's terrified to be in here up till now. And yet, a dive out the window seems fine.
Fine.
So she seems pretty interested.
I would say the middle option, though, because she's interested. But then after a while, she falls asleep.
Right.
So I'd say that B peruses what is outside with only general interest.
It's kind of like when I'm watching a show on Netflix that I'm kind of interested in, but I don't really give a fuck about.
Right, it's just background.
And it's just kind of, and I'm like, I don't know, this is a good show to watch, but then I realize the last three episodes, I haven't watched any of it.
Right, yeah. All right, so agreed.
Okay.
Option. Question two.
I just want to point out that the reason that I don't know if you need to take the cat ID IQ quiz is you have a spreadsheet right now to track all of this.
Because
like,
otherwise
is how
we'd
crucial.
Have to wait and I'd have to do math and that's too long.
Yeah.
Excel is a wonderful thing.
All right.
Okay. Question two.
Okay.
If your cat were to see a mouse running past, it would A, capture it on its first attempt, then torment it. B, certainly chase it, but probably not catch it. C, watch it run past. D, attack it only if it were running nearby.
I would say she would watch with interest, but I don't think she would attack and kill.
Yep, watch it run past sure.
Now, to be fair, she's declawed in the front.
I don't
think
she knows
was
it.
When you got her.
Yeah.
I don't know either, but she doesn't, I don't know.
Otherwise, she would be slicing my face every time I picked her up because she does not like
pushes,
that.
She does not like to be picked up. Her dad, Poonmaster Flex's dad, picked up the cat for like 2 minutes and it was like a world record.
Mm-hmm.
And you were not happy.
She's very displeased and betrayed. And she had the option of catching a mouse at my workplace and did not care. Was not interested in sniffing out the mouse. Like,
although she was also just terrified to be at your workplace.
Yeah, she really just hates new places.
I mean, she's doing great right now. She looks pretty good.
Yeah, she does. All right, three. This is an instruction, but we can just imagine what would actually happen.
Okay.
Gather up your coat and keys as if you were about to leave the house. Your cat, A, accompanies you to the door affectionately, saddened that you are leaving. B, moves to the kitchen, ready to plunder once you go. C, meows as if to say goodbye. D, does not take any notice at all.
Well, I'll say what I did, what she does when I leave in the morning when we lived in the same place, and you say what she did when you leave.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, she would sit in the middle of the floor, but looking at me. Sometimes,
yeah, like longingly.
Kind of like, oh, you're leaving? Cool.
Yeah, I think that means she's sad. I'm going to say A.
Yeah, she seems sad. I mean, I don't know if it was sad because she's like, I like this person, or now there's no one to pet me all fucking day. But, you know, I'm not going to evaluate her sadness. I'll let her own her own sadness.
I agree with your
own
answer.
Her own.
Four, does your cat hide objects around the house? And if so, does it hide them well? A, I'm sure it does, but I have never discovered where. Yes, it occasionally does, and I occasionally discover them later. C, no, it does not seem to occur to my cat to hide anything. D, I don't really know.
Well, I saw her taking money out of my wallet one night. I went in the other room, and she had her had it open and was just like, I haven't seen her hide anything, or at least not affect. I mean, she loses stuff under the couch.
Yeah, I don't think that's intentional.
No.
The only time she had a toy box and she did put her banana, or no, she took the banana out of the toy box.
Yeah.
So I'd say no.
That's the opposite of hiding. That's unhiding.
Yeah, she doesn't hide.
Can she get negative points? Now, how are you going to feel if she's like real dumb?
Like this test is like bogus lady, because she made a dog IQ test first, so what the hell does she know about cats?
It's a questionable thing.
Yeah.
But if she's smart, are you going to just be like, this lady knows what she's talking about?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything that's in favor of Cicely's brain, her 2-inch brain. Question five, take out an unopened can of cat food and place it in front of your cat. One, we don't give her cat food in a can. So your cat, A, investigates the can as it would any other item, losing interest quickly. B, goes to wait at its food bowl, assuming you're about to feed it. C, recognizes the can and gets excited but can't understand what you are doing. D, ignores your actions altogether.
Well, okay, she knows when you're opening, like, tuna fish, right?
Yeah.
So that's probably the closest equivalent.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a cat when I was a kid that was real fucking obnoxious when you would open. She's not a food-motivated cat. As this cat is not either.
No.
Which is annoying because it makes it really hard to like train.
Yeah.
Because what are you going to do?
Pet her.
Yeah. But that cat also would do the same thing. Like would come in the kitchen and get real mouthy and then reach up to the counter and stuff.
Yeah. She would usually come and sit by me whenever I would make tuna stuff.
Yeah. This is also like, you know, I know people don't like when people compare pets to kids or whatever. But I was just thinking, we went to IKEA yesterday and we were walking around and I was like, you know what? If I had like 5 kids and for some reason I had to kill one, like if I had to do it, I think that's what Sophie's choice is. If that was the case, what I would do is take them to IKEA, and whichever one was pissing me off the most by the time we, because my God,
they were very annoying.
The worst place for a kid.
Those kids. Yeah. All right. Question six. If you move or just rearrange the furniture, your cat, A, cautiously explores every corner of the room, taking its time to feel comfortable. This is actually very appropriate for you. B, finds a secure hiding place and remains there for days. C, meows and is generally disoriented for some time. D, quickly and confidently settles into a new environment.
I feel like the first one kind of investigates.
The first three.
Yeah. I mean, all of the above.
Yeah.
Is there like a mid-score for that one?
I don't know.
Because when we were moving out, she was definitely like hiding.
Yes.
As best she could. Although I kind of think that like the last day when we were moving out, the house was almost empty. And the music from across the street, the Mexican polka music, was so loud. It was vibrating the entire house.
That was scary.
Because when there's no furniture in the house, things echo. And it was so loud from across the street that it was... When we were moving, you know, I had my doubts and my, like, maybe it'll be great. And my, I'm a little worried.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard that, I was like, this is the right choice. Because it's March.
It's the right move for
this
our family.
This is March, and that's the beginning of the nice weather.
Yeah.
When the polka music goes apeshit.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be nice again this week, so we're not going to have to endure that.
No.
It's so this is saying if you move or just rearrange the furniture. So I guess if she's already comfortable, I feel like she does cautiously explore stuff.
Yeah.
Like try to figure out what's happened.
Yeah. All right.
But yeah, if full-blown moving is what we're talking about, it's all of the above. All right. If your cat were running towards a low-lying table or other piece of furniture under which it wanted to hide, how well would it gauge the amount of headroom it has? A, poorly. It would not slow down enough on its approach and would probably hit its head. B, very well, but it would go under the furniture in a slow and careful manner. C, expertly. I've seen my cat do this many times.
Seems pretty good at that. The run and hide.
Yeah. Yeah, she does.
She used to get under the dresser. My dresser in the bedroom, which doesn't look like it has enough clearance for her, but she would kind of flop on her side and worm her way under, which was not graceful, but impressive.
She got it.
Yeah, she would get under there, and then she would just like meow and be a dick.
Yeah, I've never seen her be stuck anywhere because she's inappropriately gauged how difficult it is to get under.
Yeah.
All right. Take a morsel of meat or any other food your cat likes and dangle it in front of its nose. Then hide the food behind your back. Your cat looks at you with disdain and walks off, exhibits little interest because it doesn't seem to realize that the food is there out of sight, tries to get behind your back to reach the food, looks confused and unhappy, so you give it the food after a while.
Replace food with water.
Yeah.
She just wants an open glass. Last night, we were eating sushi on the floor, and she was mildly interested in that. And I basically put it in her face because she is never interested in food.
No.
But then when I had my glass of water, I was hiding behind an ottoman to drink it. Sips. And then I would cough when I set it down on the table to make sure that she didn't know that I had a water.
Mm-hmm.
So she's pretty sharp on the water.
Yeah, I would say she tries to get behind your back.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. She's much more motivated by that. When we first started dating, you bought me basically a sippy cup.
I did, because she would dip her hand into the water if you just had an open glass of water on the nightstand. And then she just makes a mess everywhere.
Yeah.
So a sippy cup was necessary. It had a fun straw, too. And it had Spider-Man.
It had a curly straw and Spider-Man.
It's a pretty awesome cup.
I'm not complaining about the cup.
No, I'm just reveling in how awesome that cup was.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Sometimes necessity is the mother of Spider-Man.
All right. Question 9. The door to your apartment or house has been left open and your cat notices. Your cat, A, nudges the door shut with its paw. B, dismisses the open door altogether. C, takes the opportunity to go outside and explore. D, tentatively approaches the open door but does not leave the doorstep.
I would say that last one most of the time.
Yeah, agreed.
Easy. Our old place, she was terrified of the outside world. Here, she seems more interested in the outside world, but I think it's because there's like a hallway.
And it seems like inside.
Like outside. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think she thinks that's just another room that she's not allowed in. I feel like if she got in the hall, she would instantly be terrified.
Oh, yeah.
And be like, oh, fuck.
I'm trying to. Well, that's what happened is I dragged her out into the hallway and then she turned back around and the door shut in her face. And it was sad, but also, come on, be a little bit brave. Okay. Question 10. Stare your cat in the face. And when it looks back at you, smile at it. Your cat, A, looks at you as if you've lost your mind. B, runs away. C, doesn't react at all. D, approaches you, perhaps starting to purr.
I mean, that's weird behavior. This is weird behavior. So, stare it in the face and then smile?
Yeah.
Should I just go do it right now?
Sure,
yeah. I've never really tried. Okay, so I have to be stone-faced to start.
Yeah.
And then smile.
Make sure you stare her down good. Let her know who's boss. Slowly approaching the cat. Who's very interested in what he's doing. She's just trying to sniff his face. She thinks he wants to make out.
No.
Now they're making up. He said no. No reaction.
No means, but no.
Doesn't react at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, no reaction. Agreed. What cat understands smiling and human facial expressions?
I don't know, because cats don't smile.
No.
They don't have lips.
I mean, she knows when I look at her sternly, so.
Yeah.
I guess. All right. 11. Cats can see in light over 5 times dimmer than man can. How would you rate your cat's night vision abilities? A, below average. It's sometimes clumsy and noisy when it moves around at night. B, I don't know because it spends the entire night sleeping. Not Sicily. C, excellent. It's more active at night than during the day. D, good. It moves about the house confidently and quietly at night.
I'd say excellent.
Yep, I would agree with that.
She's definitely more active at night. Yeah. Also, she doesn't seem to fumble around a lot at night.
No.
She will be like right underfoot. She seems almost pissed off. Like when you, if you go to the living room, you turn off the light and you're walking to the bedroom, she might like walk underfoot. And she seems pissed off if you like run into her. Like, what the fuck? Why
didn't
you see me here?
Well, she probably thinks you can see as good as she can.
I know.
Dumb little thing.
2-inch brain. This is what happens. No empathy.
Okay, 12. How adept is your cat at judging distance when jumping onto a windowsill or table? A, very skilled. It never misses. B, usually very good, although it has incorrectly estimated heights a few times. C, I don't know because my cat does not bother to jump up onto surfaces.
And go B.
Agreed.
Usually makes it, but she slips around a lot.
There has been a couple times.
Yeah.
She's not been so graceful.
Much to the hilarium.
It's very funny.
Yeah, there's nothing better than, for some reason, watching a cat. Because they're so graceful.
Yeah, they're supposed to be so good at that.
Yeah, it'd be like watching a ballerina eat shit. That's way funnier than just like a homeless slob. Because you're like, he's drunk. Who knows?
13. Your cat is facing the television screen when a commercial featuring cats comes on. Your cat, A, watches the action with no special
interest. I'll just
stop
you. She doesn't give a fuck about TV.
Yeah. So probably C, simply stares blankly at the screen.
Yeah. She does not care.
Yeah. She doesn't care about a lot of things.
Screens are no. She's like a no screen cat. Screen catcher.
14. Your cat is facing the television screen when the picture shows birds in flight. Your cat, A, continues.
Doesn't care.
Yep. This says proceeds to fall asleep, so we'll just go with that one because that is highly likely of her.
Yeah, I've never seen her get interested in the TV at all.
No, well, and we tried to download the games for like your iPhone.
Yeah.
Where they hit fish or something, and she's never cared.
No.
I did this also like a year ago.
Like, pick up her paw and put it on there, and she's like, no.
Doesn't care. 15. Put a small portion of your cat's food into its bowl, and just after it started eating, interrupt it by putting the food into a plastic bag. Close the bag and place it next to your cat's bowl. Your cat, A, is obviously irritated and annoyed at this disturbance, but it wastes no time as it rips open the bag to continue eating. B, thinks you're playing a game and happily tries to open the bag. C, investigates and smells both the bag and the empty bowl, but does not try to open the bag. D, is not sure what has happened.
I'd go investigates.
Yeah.
The problem with her is she's just not food motivated. Like, you can't really, it's hard to judge by that because you can put out the food and then she doesn't eat the food. She eats it throughout the day, if at all.
Yeah, it's pretty rare that she'll finish and be starving for food.
Yeah.
All right, so that I think was a visual ability. And now we're into part two, which is audio abilities.
This is how smart they are? That's just how good they can
IQ.
See. I would be the worst at that if it was like, does your guy...
There's social behavior.
Leave things and lose things around the house all the time? Yes. Okay, idiot. Does he see good in the dark? No. Fucking fool. Could he jump up on a ledge very well? Absolutely not.
There's visual, audio, social, and domestic behaviors.
All right.
Okay, 16. If you were in the kitchen and opened the refrigerator door, your cat, A, would suddenly come into the kitchen. B, might come in if it already happened to be nearby. C, would probably walk past the kitchen.
I'd go B.
Yes.
She'll look in the fridge. I'm always hoping she would get in there because
She did at my old place once, like half of her little body.
She would get in the cabinet.
Yes.
But I don't know. That's where her stuff was. So I feel like that was kind of her.
Not under the spices, though. She just got into this empty drawer that we had and was like hanging out in there. 17. With your cat nearby, start to sing or hum a tune and watch your cat's reaction. Your cat expresses its low opinion of your musical ability by leaving the room. B is obviously or is oblivious and continues whatever activity it was engaged in before your singing began. C goes under a chair for cover. D listens attentively.
Well, okay. What should I sing?
I just listened to the podcast with you and Elias, and so you were talking about Metallica or AC/DC, so I'm going to vote one of those songs.
How about I'll sing a custom song for...
Oh, that's nice.
Sizzle's on a vacation far away. I don't want to lose your love tonight.
Her ears are perking up and like pointing towards them, like, what's happening? And then she's turning her head, like, I don't really know what to do.
Much like I think a human would if I just came up to you and I was like, Jesse's on a vacation. I don't think you'd be like, okay, I love this.
Yeah, I feel like she's usually pretty oblivious and doesn't really care.
Mm-mm. Music doesn't seem to mean much to her. Although,
nothing does.
Supposedly, go ahead.
So I was listening to your podcast on
helplessnowman.com.
Yeah. On my Bose like sound link thing. And so it was on speaker and it was loud. And I had it in the bathroom while I was getting ready. And Cicely came over and started walking around and wandering around where the sound was coming from and meowing. Like, I hear Peter. Where is he, though? Like, I don't see him. And it was real cute and real sad. So she does recognize voices.
See, there you go.
18. Your cat is sleeping peacefully when suddenly there is a loud and unusual noise from the opposite end of the house. Your cat, A, does not move at all. B, springs into action and immediately investigates the sound. C, may stroll to the scene, but it appears annoyed at the disturbance.
An unusual noise.
Loud and unusual noise.
Oh, she would be scared.
I know. There's not really a scaredy cat option.
No. No. No.
Maybe springs into action.
She'd be terrified. I don't know. Is terrified and scared?
Well, there springs into action and investigates or strolls to the scene, but is annoyed.
Yeah.
Maybe C.
All right. I'm down with C.
Okay. Oh, gross.
Yeah.
19. Does your cat realize when it's being talked about? A, yes. B, some of the time, and it enjoys the attention. C, no, it ignores all conversations.
I think most of the time.
I think so, too.
She seems to know. I mean, we talk about her most of the time.
Because she's such an integral part of our lives.
Yeah, I know. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, no, it's
I'm just
great.
Reiterating.
Yeah, how great she is.
Yep.
20. When you call for your cat using its name, it responds and invariably comes to you, recognizes the call but may or may not act on it, appears not to hear its name at all.
I mean, when you do it, she comes to you.
Yeah, that's I would pretty, say that.
That's pretty consistent.
Well, if you say her name, she'll look at you, and if you like snap your fingers or like tell her to come here, then she follows directions.
Yeah, if you basically just make it impossible not to.
Yeah. But you got to do that high-pitched cat calling noise.
Yeah.
21. When others call your cat by its name, your cat obviously recognizes that its name has been called but doesn't respond since it's not its owner's voice. B, doesn't even seem to notice there are people around. C, occasionally recognizes its name and comes over when it does. D, only responds if the caller has food to offer.
I don't know. She's so, like, capricious. Like, I just don't know. I know this is probably what everyone says about their cat. Oh, she's such an independent rebel. But, like, sometimes she does. If she wants something, she'll pay attention.
Yeah.
If she doesn't, then she's like, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, because she does it sometimes. I think it depends on how well she knows the person. How often does your cat respond to the sound of food being placed in its bowl? Sometimes if it's hungry, never. I often have to remind it where the food bowl is, always as if it had not eaten in days.
I'd go sometimes, but it means she only gets food once a day.
She always, well.
And it's the same time.
Yeah, so and she's it's usually before you're there. Awake, too.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't really know. Yeah. I didn't get involved in. Here are the things that I didn't do. Feed, litter box,
yeah.
Clean up after.
Yeah.
That's why we had Roomba.
Yeah.
Who has been acting out
yeah.
since his father.
Also, Roomba did spread around her vomit that one time, which
oh,
was
Oh, that was
great.
So gross,
it was
you guys.
Really gross.
If you get a cat, I highly recommend having a Roomba. It's totally
so
worth it.
It's so nice.
However, because like there's the fur, but there's also the litter that just like finds its way around the house.
Yeah,
and the Roomba
it gets
nails
stuck in
it.
Little paws.
Yeah. However, should the cat, if the cat vomits a lot or pees or poops a lot, I wouldn't
Bad
do it.
Bad idea.
Because like we came home and there was like a trail of vomit. And then the Roomba has like tank tread wheels, kind of, and it was in the treads. Like I had to clean it out of each individual tread,
it
and
was
I was like,
"Gross,
poor Roomba." He bravely,
my son.
I call him my son. my son bravely tried to clean up the cat vomit, but it was no match for cat vomit.
Yeah, she usually does come over to her food bowl, though, even if she doesn't eat right away, just to know it's there and fresh.
Can I tell you now, so I'm here, I don't have Roomba,
mm-hmm.
and I realized that there were times at our old place when, like, okay, I'd be eating a chip, and a piece of it would fall on the floor, and I'd be like, fuck it.
Roomba will get it.
Yeah, it's fine. It really was like having a dog / son.
Mm-hmm.
But now I don't
a son.
He's
just
my son.
Let a child crawl around and eat your chips off the floor.
Yeah, why not? What am I supposed to do? Pick it up and put it in the garbage?
That's
what are you
too
crazy?
Adult.
Yeah.
Okay. How often does your cat sit by the door and listen to outside noises? A, the concept of an outside is still foreign to my cat. B, frequently, often with its nose or paw actually poking beneath the door. C, perhaps once or twice a day, but rather listless fashion. D, never.
I don't see it a lot, but I don't know. You're probably better to answer that question.
I'd say not often, but she's pretty listless with most things. All right, 24. A loud thunderstorm rolls in during the night. Your cat, A, is happy to just be inside. B, panics and meows as if the world were about to end. C, acts scared as an excuse to sleep on your bed. D, takes no notice.
I don't know if I've been when there's been a thunderstorm.
She usually panics and hides under the bed.
She's moving slowly onto the back of the couch.
Oh, yeah. She was like laying on both of them, like a little perched up. It's real cute.
She got her front paws up on the couch. We should just take a moment to make note of like how much Cassie loves this cat. I mean, like, here are some things that have happened. Okay, we watched Guardians of the Galaxy and there's Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah.
And that was like a cute animal. And she was like, I need Sicily now. Or there was another movie we went and saw and you're like, I need to go home and cuddle Sicily immediately.
I mean, anything cute with fluffy animals are sad and I just want her.
Yeah.
She really should be a therapy animal for me.
I mean, she kind of is, right?
Yeah, but whether we should get her certified. Yeah, she doesn't like it.
Just to prove
it's
it.
Cute.
Yeah, she hates being picked up and cuddled.
Don't care.
Her version of cuddling is like, if my butt is barely touching you while
really
we're...
Cute. See, this is... Because she has to be like just close enough to where like her fur will be just touching your pinky toe.
Yeah.
And it's adorable.
And that's good.
And that's good for you too, which I think is really nice.
It is what I prefer, yeah.
Because she knows like with me, she'll lay on my chest like right next to my face and that's good. And then for you, she's like, this is too much cuddle for him. I'll tone it down a bit.
I think sometimes in the winter though, she was just cold because she would wedge in my butt because I'd be laying on my stomach and she'd get between my legs and just wedge in my ass.
She wanted to be close to you.
Well, she was.
Okay, 25. We're a third of the way through. When you are speaking to someone on the telephone, your cat A thinks you're talking to it. B starts playing with the cord or the phone itself. C recognizes that you are not speaking to it and stares at you as if to say, please stop talking. D does not respond at all to your conversation, regardless of the volume or tone of your voice.
I go C or D.
Yeah, I'd go
Sometimes
D.
Sometimes when I got the phone, you can tell she's like, hey, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
That's not me.
Give me a... She was really an attention whore with you, though.
Yeah.
26. The television is on and shows kittens crying or birds singing. Your cat...
No.
Does nothing. Pays no attention
so
to the sound.
So many cat videos, like of cats crying or meowing or whatever, and she just doesn't care.
Mm-mm. 27. Take your hair dryer or any other noisy electrical appliance and plug it in. Make sure your cat is watching before you switch it on. Your cat A, calmly leaves the room as soon as it sees the appliance. B, quietly disappears after you've turned it on. C, bolts from the room as soon as you switch it on. D, stays put, quite oblivious to the noise.
When I would turn on the blender,
mm-hmm.
she would kind of look at me, what I would call like pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like she was like, that's annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. She didn't seem terrified.
Yeah, I would point the blow dryer at her sometimes because it's nice warm air and she does not like that. So I'd say quietly disappears.
Yeah.
All right, 28. If you are in the kitchen and begin to unwrap food, your cat, A, takes no interest in it whatsoever. B, may take a while to respond but is invariably curious. C, will hear immediately and rush over for some. D, will wait for you to give it its share.
She likes to smell it, but she doesn't really... she's just not forceful with food.
No.
Like these questions I feel like are going to make her seem dumb. I don't want to seem like I'm defending the cat's intelligence right now, but she just doesn't care about food
mm-hmm.
at all. Like when you would go away for a couple days and I fed her, she wouldn't really eat anything for like 2 or 3 days.
Right.
She would eat maybe a day's worth of food.
Yeah, I'd say that she takes a while to respond, but she always wants to sniff.
Yeah. She's interested, but she doesn't eat it.
No.
The only things I've ever gotten her to eat were shrimp sushi.
Yeah.
One time she licked a pepperoni I threw on the floor.
Oh, yeah. And then you started throwing a bunch on the floor.
Yeah.
As you did with pasta. And she played with that when it stuck to the door.
Yeah. I whipped pasta across the room. You know,
al dente.
You know, it's al dente because it sticks to the wall, so I threw it across, it stuck to the door,
mm-hmm.
and then she was hitting it with her paws.
It was adorable.
But I don't think she knew that was even food.
No, I
which
don't
I don't
so.
Blame her, because it seems like a tube of weird shit.
29, if your cat were near a door or window and heard a strange noise outside, it would probably A, try to get through the door or window to determine what the noise is, B, stay where it is but continue to monitor the noise, C, tentatively get closer to the door or window, D, get scared and run away to hide.
I go B. We used to have dogs downstairs.
Yeah.
She was pretty interested in the door, in meeting them.
Yeah. There's also, well, tentatively get closer to the door or window.
Sure.
Sure.
I would say that's probably true.
Yeah. All right. Last question for this section.
Oh, shit.
If you call your cat using the word other than its name, but in the same intonation as your usual call, your cat will come over as if its name has been called, will not respond at all, will recognize the tone, but not respond because its name has not been used, might surprise you and come over, though this never happens when you call it by its name.
I got too distracted by the options. I'm sorry.
It's okay. So if you say like tuna fish in the same way as you would say Sicily.
Like if I was like scrotum.
Yes.
Scrotum.
That's much nicer.
Hey, little scrotum.
Will she come over?
Scrot face.
Will she not respond? Will she recognize the tone but not respond?
I think you should look at what she's doing. Scrot. Scrotum face.
Her ears are scrot pointed
face,
back.
McFace.
But much like this is saying, and what I agree with is, we'll recognize the tone but not respond because its name has not been called.
She looked backwards at me, like put her head upside down.
Yeah,
but that's how much effort she's like, oh, put my head upside down. Yeah, I'm turning my neck.
Yeah, she's, well, she has like 25 names and she's still pretty good at recognizing them.
Yeah, sure. Sicily,
Diesel,
Wizzly, Diesel, Weasel,
Swizzle. All right, part three, social behavior. When it meets a dog, your cat greets it as it does any other animal without hesitation, stays out of the dog's way as dogs are bigger than cats, ignores it as cats are far superior to dogs, triggers the dog's thoughts on lunch. I don't know what that means.
I don't know either, yeah. The cat looks like a giant turkey to the dog, like when a cartoon's trapped on a desert island.
Mm-hmm.
How would you know? And how is the, that's victim blaming. That's what that is. This book is shaming victims.
And are you going to write her a letter about how she
needs to...
write
her a mean letter.
Do it.
About how she's categorizing victims. And
did you see what you
victim.
Did there?
Oh.
You didn't?
Categorizing. And I'll be like, yeah, excuse me. As a victim of one time having my butt touched myself, I don't believe in blaming the victim.
I'm going to say she greets them as any other animal. Okay. 32. When it meets another cat, your cat usually acts aloof, picks a fight, is petrified, tries to play with it.
She never meets other cats.
She did meet another cat, kind
oh,
of.
Because
I cat sat for my friend because they were having their apartment bug sprayed and they needed to have their pets out. And I kept Sicily in the main area of the house and then my friend's cat in the bedroom, and they pawed at each other through the door. So I think picks a fight is probably appropriate.
She's a fighter.
Yeah. She wouldn't be a very good one, though.
Thanks for making me a fighter.
The feline vocabulary is diverse, including all varieties of meows, hisses, purrs, and growls. How vocal is your cat?
Oh my God, a
extremely.
Million.
Yes.
She doesn't shut the fuck up.
I would say extremely.
We were concerned, before she was on the bed, we were concerned about, Cassie was concerned, Poon Master Flex. Oh God.
People are going to know.
Was concerned about, like, is this going to be okay? Like, are people going to be able to listen to this because she's meowing so much?
She was meowing a lot.
Wow.
Okay. How well does your cat interpret cat vocabulary used by yourself, another person, or on television? What does that mean?
Pretty good, because at night, sometimes she would meow weird, and I would go, hello? Hello? And she would, like, talk back. So that's something.
So... it usually seems to understand or expertly.
Let's go usually.
Okay.
Because I don't understand the question.
I know.
Maybe we're too dumb to take this quiz. Maybe we don't even understand the quiz well enough to take it.
No, that's
Is that scary?
No.
Okay. Let's keep going.
You have smarts IQs.
I'm a genius.
Yeah.
I should take an IQ, a regular IQ yes. test.
And what if your cat IQ was higher than your people IQ?
Then he'll be like, yeah, like higher than my emotional IQ or something.
That'd be great.
Like, I guess I should just own a cat
that
ranch.
That would be great. Yes, I would stay with you forever if that were the case.
Yeah, there was one time I was talking about this other show I listened to, and the guy has a cat he rescued from a fire because he's like a firefighter. And you were like, I would just take off my pants if someone did that and told me the story. And it's, I was like, wow, okay.
All right, moving back to cat IQ. When transporting your pet in a pet carrier, your cat tends to act unsettled, although it keeps its composure. It's not her. There's terror around the carrier, panic-stricken and yowling, which that is one, definitely yeah. her.
I don't even need to hear the others.
No. If your cat were to throw a dinner party, which of the following the foods would it be most likely to serve? Smoked salmon, tender vittles, or any other cat food? Caviar served with blinis, fresh cream, and a squeeze of lemon. Canned tuna.
There you go.
Canned tuna. That is her meal of choice.
Real classy. Can you imagine?
Just opening a can of tuna.
And you just have an open can of tuna on your plate.
I worked really hard on this, guys. She would have to, because she doesn't have thumbs or claws like to open that.
It would take her.
That
all
would be really
day.
Nice of her.
She'd be like, wow, well,
that shows
all day
a lot of affection. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, that's my Sicily voice.
I don't like it.
Meow, well.
No, it's not.
I don't know what she talks about. I guess we can get out now.
When a stranger visits your house, your cat acts defensively or in a hostile way, greets him or her enthusiastically, hoping to be stroked, doesn't give the person a second look, will become friendly if the stranger starts eating.
She used to be pretty standoffish, but lately I think if the person pets her, she's into it.
Yeah, so probably BB. Yeah, I sold stuff on Craigslist and she like immediately ran up to the people and looked at them like, why are you not petting my body?
Mm-hmm. Hey, enough carrying this couch around. Pet my body.
Okay, 38. Your cat has just
accomplished. Pet my fucking body.
Your cat has just accomplished something such as catching an insect or finding some food you had put away. Your cat, A, assumes it's I'm the best there is look. B, does not change its expression as it always has that I'm the best there is look. C, is ready to move on to the next challenge. D, looks surprised but pleased at its achievement.
Catching a bug or what else?
Finding food you hid?
I don't know. She doesn't do anything.
Does not change her expression. I can't say this word. Expression.
Expression?
Expression. Espresso.
Has an espresso.
Yeah.
Drinks a nice espresso.
I think that it's B because she always looks the best.
Okay. I feel like this is like why I'm here to step in once in a while.
And to just tone it down. Like she's actually okay. not always yeah. the best. But she is feeder. 39. How strong is your cat's natural instinct to fight? None. Okay, my cat only likes to fight in a playful way. I think that that's her.
She likes that.
My cat's fighting instinct is strong, but only when called for. My cat loves to fight and hates to lose. If it has one, it's entirely dormant. It's, yeah. I don't know. I think she, because she bites your hand.
She'll fight me.
Yeah. Physically
she rolls
fight
around
me.
And then I, yeah.
One time, Peter and I were hanging out at my place and he screamed, physically fight me. And we thought that that would be funny if our neighbors actually thought we were in a domestic, which is not actually funny. And now I feel bad that I'm saying this on your podcast.
I'll say it. It would be really funny if someone domestic. Thought I was beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, which you have. Punch me in the face and the gut.
You heard it here first.
Yep.
I'm a beater.
Yeah.
Peter the beater.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's good because it describes who I am.
40. How does your cat behave with children? In the same aloof way it behaves with adults, apprehensively relaxed and delighted if they want to play, annoyed by their antics, especially if they steal the limelight.
I haven't seen her with any children.
She's never been with
we
kids.
We don't really allow children in our homes. Little heads up for anyone who's having children. I prefer not even like children in utero if possible, but if it has to, that's fine. But yeah, children aren't welcome.
Yeah, I don't really know. Probably apprehensively, because they would just be real chaotic.
Yeah,
and she wouldn't know.
I think she'd just run away and hide.
Yeah. What would your cat think if you got a new kitten? This is a dream, everyone. And Peter won't let it be realized, but I really want it to be a thing.
Can we do something? Can we take a quick kitten break? Can I play on here?
The one that makes me cry?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm thinking.
And I would like you to narrate what's happening the best to your ability. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, so this is a video of some kittens that are going down
if
a
you
slide.
Type, yeah, kittens falling down slide, it's what comes up. It's so sad.
And it's like a mom kitten, they're in a treehouse. Okay, I'm going to let you narrate it.
Okay,
so I'm going to just play it here.
There's these kittens. And they're on the slide and it's metal and there's this little baby kitten and it's meowing real cute and it's sliding all the way down. And that slide is probably like 12 feet long. And it's really helpless and the mom cat finally comes to go get it.
Uh-oh. It's frozen. Hold on.
That's okay. I can collect myself.
There we go. She's gripping my knee. The mom cat's coming down the slide to get it.
Then she gets it by its little scruff and is walking back up. And then this other stupid kitty falls down. Hi, babies. And this bitch doesn't help them at all, which makes me so mad. So the mom cat is at the top. And then this other little kitten is like, oh, there's my little brother. You all saved him. And now he's falling. And the mom
very
kitty just
slowly
can't
sliding
win.
Down the slide. And he's like stuck halfway down. And here he goes the rest of the way.
I can't watch this part. And then he falls off the slide.
Oh, he hits the ground.
Are you okay?
No, he's not because you fucking didn't catch him, bitch. I don't know why she didn't help them. That's really mean.
That part makes her so mad.
Why are you just filming this sad little thing happening?
7.3 million views.
It's so sad. Okay.
The kittens seem to be fine, by the way. I'll just point that out.
What would Cicely think if we got a new kitten? I'm sure it was never that, or I'm sure I was never that immature. Why is it so small? A new playmate? When are we getting rid of this nuisance?
Probably that one,
I think so too.
I don't think she'd like a kitten.
I don't think so either. She's just too mellow. Okay, how difficult is it to please your cat? Not difficult at all. It's very easygoing. It's hard to please when it's upset about something. Quite difficult. So difficult that I wonder if it enjoys its state of perpetual dissatisfaction.
Oh, it's pretty easy. I just hit her on the butt.
I know. She loves butt beats.
She was here and terrified, but she still, like, paused.
She did. I love all the puns.
They're just accidents.
Is that okay? This is great. Okay, if your cat decides it would like a drink, but there is nothing in its bowl, it meows sweetly and taps at the bowl with its paw to give you the message, meows loudly by its bowl to attract your attention, hopes that you will notice the bowl is empty and wait patiently, it tries to sip from your glass if there's something in it.
I would probably go with that one.
Yes. Because that
it doesn't
has
even
happened.
Matter if your glass is empty.
Nope. She'll still try. 44. If your cat could read, which of the following newspapers would it probably buy? The Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, the Star. Why is this even a question?
Dumb question. I don't know.
What's the Star?
I think that's one of those shitty things. Like celeb gossip.
Well, she's smart. And I think the Wall Street Journal is for
how about
smart
New York Times?
People.
I feel like that's good. The Wall Street Journal is crazy. Do you ever see that
it's
newspaper?
It's really boring looking.
It's so small. The type
text.
Is so small. I'm like, throw a fucking extra page in there,
we
you
have
lazy
that at
bitch.
Work, and we always have a bunch left over because the people I work with don't
you
care.
You can't read that. You cannot read that newspaper. Nobody, I challenge anyone to read that entire newspaper in a day.
Dang.
That's like, oh yeah, well, we put out a Moby Dick every day. And we just put it, but it's about finance instead of a whale.
Yeah, that's annoying. 45. If your cat were fed next to another cat, it would ignore it and eat its own food, barge over the other cat's bowl and eat as much as it could. Not only hijack the other cat's bowl, but keep an eye on it, its own bowl, so the cat wouldn't eat its food. Refuse to eat it all with another cat present.
I'd say the first or the last one. I don't know.
Yeah, I say it would just ignore the other food. Take out your pet carrier and place it in front of your cat. It will grudgingly get in when asked, run and hide right away, not react because it knows it's being tested, jump right in without any prompting.
Here's another thing on the list that Peter doesn't do. Put the cat in the cat carrier.
No, it's sad, and she doesn't like it. She would run and hide.
She fucking hates it.
Yeah. She also hates her harness, but she was actually okay when I got it out for this little trip.
Yeah, she's got a nice little Hello Kitty harness on.
It's so cute. It's and it was like meant for dogs, plate, but like it's He-Man. Perfect for her. When you and your cat are in the vet's waiting room, how does your cat behave? Very apprehensively, the mere mention of the V word is enough to send it running. Frightened and worried, but
the
only
V
when
word.
It...
V word?
Vet.
Oh.
Did you think vagina?
I thought vagina.
Yeah. Frightened and worried.
Vagina is for lovers.
But only when it actually recognizes the vet's office. Confusing, disgruntled, but not scared. Aggressively ready to attack when the vet appears.
I think she'd be just terrified. She just doesn't like to go anywhere. I don't think it matters if it's the vet. She doesn't want to leave.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think maybe A. eats all of it. 48. Does your cat ever appear to remember people who visit only occasionally? No, not at all. Sometimes, especially if the person likes cats and paid attention to it. Yes, if the friend gave it food on his or her last visit. No, but it will pretend to remember if the acquaintance offers food on this visit.
Seems to remember your parents.
Yeah, and they don't visit very often.
No. She's got a good remembery.
She's so smart. Peter, she's going to be the smartest cat ever.
Is she scoring well?
I don't know. It just says like A's or B's and I have to figure out the score, I guess.
Oh.
Which is dumb.
That's going to take 100 years.
You're going to have to entertain these people.
Oh, fuck.
While I do the math. Okay.
I'm going to change my laundry.
Really?
Yeah.
Right now?
No, when you do the math.
No, then they'll just be listening to nothing. That's boring.
Well, just talk about a good story while you do the math.
That's too complicated. Okay, 49.
I hate math. I hate every kind of math.
Assuming that your cat was one of the litter.
If it can.
Assuming your cat was one of the litter. How do you think it would behave towards its brothers and sisters if they were present now? It would mother them in a high-handed manner with an air of utter superiority. It would play with them every now and then. It would not pay much attention to them.
I don't think you should pay much attention to them.
Probably.
She just is very apathetic.
Yeah.
She's like actively uninvolved.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
She can leave her alone. She's fine. How does your cat react when you bring out the camera? It strikes a pose, completely uninterested unless you use the flash, and then it bolts out the room. It starts to inspect the camera and won't stay still. That's her. It continues whatever it's doing as it's not at all bothered by the camera.
One of those last two, I guess.
Which would you say?
I mean, she doesn't seem very interested in the camera.
No, unless you're really close to her face, and then she won't stay still.
I've been taking a picture of her to send to you like every day, and mm-hmm. I got like a week behind, but then just caught up today. But it's hard to take non-blurry pictures because she does not care.
No, she doesn't sit still. How do you think your cat would spend its free time if it were human? Sleeping, reading books and or playing with computers, watching television, cooking and or throwing parties?
I think she'd watch TV.
Okay.
Based on the window Netflix analogy. What show do I think she would watch? Highway Through Hell.
That was such a good one.
That was just my trick to make you talk about Highway Through Hell.
It was really interesting.
It wasn't bad.
Well, some of it. I just didn't like how they were like, oh, it's so dramatic. And then it really wasn't that dramatic.
Yeah, the like narration like between the commercials where it's like, coming up, a thing falls off a thing.
What?
Can they tow it out or is this going to be
they
disaster?
And then
there's
another
a
thing.
Guy going like, beep, 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 beep.
Cussing?
Yeah, cussing. Oh, okay. Sorry, not like honking his horn. That's confusing when we're talking about a car show.
Okay. In general, how affectionate is your cat? So affectionate that it doesn't like to leave my side. Quite affectionate. Decidedly unaffectionate. When it comes to affection, my cat is an opportunist.
Now, here's the thing with your cat. She's pretty openly affectionate, but also she doesn't cuddle with you when I'm there.
No.
Like, she won't do it, but then when I'm not there, she'll, like, get under the blankets with you and stuff like that.
I'd say quite affectionate because she really gauges it by what people would like.
Yeah.
When you read your favorite magazine, your cat occasionally looks at it with you, jumps up to sleep beside you, jumps up and blocks your view until you push it off, continues to jump up, block your view no matter how many times you push it off.
What's your favorite magazine? I don't even know.
Real Simple.
Yeah.
Actually, that
like
was easy.
The homes in there?
I just like how clean and organized everything is.
Hmm. Okay.
It's pretty. I think...
I've never seen you read one when she's there.
I just don't read magazines at home.
Yeah, no one does. No one does, cat IQ test lady.
I've read books before and she jumps up and is like, oh, you're sitting and being still. I'm going to just cuddle you right now. So
yeah. She'll let me read comics, I guess.
Yeah. That's nice.
She treats us differently. And this is unfair.
Do you want her to be towards you like she is towards me?
No, that would be too much.
I was about to say. I think that's a bit much
for
you.
It would be out of control.
All right, we're on the last part. Domestic behavior.
Domestic violence.
No.
As we talked about before.
We did, and it's not funny. And if you need help, there's several resources in Greeley.
Call 1-800-STOP-BEING-SUCH-A-COMPLAINER.
I almost just gave out your own phone number because I think that'd be funny if people called you.
If you're being beaten, call me because then I will be like, what time is it? You need to call the police. What are you thinking?
Very supportive.
If anyone who's listening to this is being beaten at home, I don't even understand your life.
I legitimately do know resources, so if you are, you can email Helpful Snowman and then he'll give their stuff to me and I'll help.
Don't do that.
Well, you call your fellow person. Yeah, I mean, call a hotline because waiting for him to get it to me is going to take a few days.
It's going to take... Okay, first of all, when I push the email thing on my phone, it takes like 10 minutes to update my email.
Your phone really does need to be upgraded.
I know. Secondly, you know, I get an email, and unless the subject was like, I'm being beaten right now, please help, well, I would have just assumed that was spam. So unless it was like my full name, I listened to episode 260 whatever, and I'm being beaten, then I'd be like, oh, okay. And I'd probably click on it. Sometimes my email just comes and says there's no content in this message, which I'm like, that can't be true, because why would that be?
Right.
And also, if there's no content, shouldn't it just be blank? Why would there be a thing that's like, there's no content in here? It's like one of those things that's like, this space intentionally left blank.
Oh, like untesting.
And then what if you sent that to me at 3 a.m? I get it like, I don't know, 11 the next day.
Yeah,
I'd be
that's
like,
what I'm
well,
saying.
This situation's probably resolved there itself are better one way resources. Or another.
But if you're curious, just for reference.
No.
Yes.
Just Google.
That's true, too.
Google helpful snowman beating wife.
No.
That ups my, you know, search engine optimization.
No.
Just whenever you Google something, add helpful snowman on the beginning or the end.
Okay.
Sex tips helpful snowman. Whatever.
All right. Okay. Domestic behavior of our cat.
All right.
The average cat sleeps 18 hours a day. In general, how many hours does your cat sleep? All day if possible. Right, no more than 18 hours. About 10 hours, 5 hours or less.
I don't know. She's probably right in that 18 hours
zone. That's what I'd say. Okay. Of the following types of food, which would your cat probably choose as its favorite? Any food from my plate, an unusual or expensive food, almost any food, even inedible items such as socks or newspapers.
Her food. I mean, that's what she likes.
Yeah. She does eat goldfish crackers, though, because she likes the salt.
She likes salty stuff.
She does. If you bounce a ball in front of your cat.
I suggested getting her one of those salt blocks that like a horse has.
Yeah, no.
Would last her like 100 years.
I don't want her to ingest that much salt. That seems unsafe.
I think she'd take a couple licks and then walk away. Do you just think you'd come and her tongue like, would be raw and it would be like half melted?
Yeah, because with like her own food, she eats it in rations. But with tuna, that stuff is inhaled.
Have you ever considered dusting her food with sea salt?
No, that seems luxurious for her. Can I get one of like those peppercorn like shaker things?
Fresh sea salt mayhem?
Yeah. That'd
on
be
her,
nice.
Like she's at a fancy restaurant.
I would do that for
I know
Sicily.
You would. You would do anything
I
for her.
Would. I love her. Okay. If you bounce a ball in front of your cat, it will play until the ball rolls out of easy reach, aggressively chase the ball, play happily sometimes for hours, show no interest.
She'll play with a ball. We have that shark gun that shoots a ball.
Yeah, I'd say aggressively chase the ball.
Yeah, and she goes running after it.
And in our old place, which had no carpet, she would lose traction and go skidding across the floor.
Yeah.
She ran into a wall at least once.
Yeah.
57. How does your cat let you know when it wants to go outside or get through a closed door? It scratches gently at the door. This is perfect because she knows how to open doors.
God,
It sits at the door and meows continuously. It rarely needs to, as it can open most doors by itself. It sits silently facing the shut door, waiting for it to open miraculously.
So at our old place, we closed the bedroom door and the other bedroom door during the day. And then the bedroom door would be, she was allowed in the bedroom, but just not to hang out during the day. Mm-hmm. But somebody was like, when it was time to open the bedroom door, would be like, how do you open the door? And would tap the knob. And she would like reach up and push on the door.
Yes.
And so then I started catching her. The other bedroom had this door hanger thing. So it didn't latch. It would just be, you know, pulled closed. And I would catch her at night reaching up and pushing the door open to just go hang out in there.
Also,
you're
crying,
about to cry.
She's so smart and cute. God. Okay. Really cute, Peter.
Do you want to look at her? She's sleepy.
No.
Oh, she's reaching her little paw out.
Okay. Okay, we'll keep reading.
Can you push through?
Yes.
How many questions are we in?
Like, we have like 20 more.
Oh my God.
I know.
This is endless.
I know, and then I have to do math. Okay, 58. There's a fly in the house. Your cat appears uninterested but ready to attack when the fly gets within striking distance, ignores it altogether, chases it incessantly, looks as if to say, what is a fly?
Doesn't care about flies.
Yeah. She did kill that moth that one time, though.
She also killed a beetle, which wasn't hurting anybody.
But the moth was
cool. That one was an accident, too. I think she just jumped on. Probably.
Okay, if your cat were by itself in another part of the house and wanted to find you, it would probably wander around the house and meow occasionally until it found you. Meow incessantly until you appeared. Let's just stop because that's the one.
God. I really think that in the night she forgets.
I do too.
She's like a dementia patient who she has her times where she remembers and then there's times where she's just like, where am I? Where is everyone? And then she's like, hello.
Yeah. At dinner time or any meal time, your cat takes a seat at the table 5 minutes before you do, joins you when it hears a clatter of plates and sits under your chair, always happens to be there at the time and decides to loiter, may or may not come in.
She's a loiterer. She'll hang out.
She does hang out.
She just likes activity.
Yeah, she just likes being around where you are.
Can you pull it together?
Yes. Okay, now. How often does your cat follow you around the house? Occasionally, but no more than 30% of the time. Yeah, almost always. She does. She walks with you. How curious is your cat? Incredibly, it spends most of its time investigating every object, activity, and noise both inside and outside. Fairly curious, but investigating is not one of its favorite pastimes. The only thing it's ever curious about is what's for dinner.
She's licking her harness right now to clean it. And she has a little hunchback.
It's look so right now. Cute.
She's going to do it. I mean, can we just do that as the test of her smarts? She's licking her harness.
It's part of her body. She wants herself to be pristine and presentable because she knows she's going to go back in the hallway.
You make so many excuses. She's for
so
her
smart,
behavior.
Though, Peter. Okay.
Meanwhile, when I'm like my wonderful son, Roomba.
That's
just
silly.
Does something on accident.
Because she's alive. Roomba's a robot.
Oh, God.
Okay.
See the Avengers.
How curious is Cicely? Incredibly, fairly.
She's pretty curious.
Yeah.
She's pretty obnoxious.
She does want to sniff everything.
She wants to smell everything.
Okay. What does your cat like to do with curtain cords and other hanging items? Attack
them.
Yes.
Destroy.
So probably attack them. Yeah, because she likes to chew on your shoelaces, too, and that's, similar.
She loves attacking shoes. She destroyed the curtain cords by the window where she sits.
Which we purchased, so not getting charged for that from the landlord.
Yeah, fuck you, landlord.
It is said that cats have 9 lives. Assuming that your cat is on life number 1 at the moment, how do you think it would spend its next 8 lives? Sleeping and eating, sleeping often but inspecting its surroundings daily and playing lots of games, doing its best to be a real nuisance without being admonished.
The second to last one, sleeping and playing.
Yeah, sleeping often.
She sleeps a lot. But then when she's awake, God help us. God help us all.
Last 10.
Shit.
Is your cat a prankster?
Lightning round.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
Yeah, it spilled a little. Sorry. Our host just spilled a little bit of beer on his laptop.
I'll dab it.
I'll dab it.
We'll dab it away.
Okay.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I think that it's good. He's getting in there to make sure that his beautiful laptop remains pristine and pretty. Much like Cicely's fur coat, which he licks.
Yeah, I wish he would come over here and lick this and then
get her drunk like that raccoon.
Oh, God.
There was this video of a raccoon that got into some beer at a warehouse and is drunk and falls over, and it's great.
He's trying to escape, but he just stumbles and falls over.
Yeah. The warehouse guys do not care and just videotape
him. Oh, shit.
It's a drunk raccoon. Okay, is Cicely a prankster? It could be, but knows better, only rarely. No, because it doesn't want to play tricks. Yes, it seems to live for such antics.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. I say no. I don't know. Bringing home a dead mouse.
I thought that was a nice thing.
I say no.
Remember that time she lit a bag of her shit on the porch?
That's gross. If you ask your cat to come.
How upset would you be if she started doing that?
on like your door, day. Whatever. I don't care.
What if you saw her in the hallway with a lighter and she's like standing on her back feet, lighting a bag of her poop on fire? And then she like runs away on her back legs.
That would be really cute and funny. As long as it's not to me, I don't really care.
Yeah, she does it to your like across the hallway neighbor, and then it says like from Peter in like childish handwriting on it.
I'd be really
from apartment
proud of
210.
That'd be great.
And the two is backwards.
Yeah. Okay, if your cat...
We wouldn't even need to do this. I'd be like, well, this is clearly the smartest cat.
We're so
cat.
Close to being done.
Okay.
If you ask your cat to come with you to another room or even go outside, how often would it obey you? I'm not sure.
Always.
Yeah, almost always.
Obey.
She's good.
Who's at that guy, familiar. Shepherd Fairy?
What?
Never mind.
Okay. What is your cat's favorite sleeping position? Snuggled up in a ball, squeezed inside the smallest container it can fit into, stretched out on its back, any position as long as it's somewhere on top of me.
Read the first one again.
Snuggled up in a ball.
Okay. I think I'd say snuggled up in a ball.
She does. She sleeps like a little gymnast, like she's doing somersaults, and it's cute.
Yeah, sometimes she sleeps and she grabs
her
own leg.
She hugs her legs.
And, yeah, pulls it into her face.
Okay, if your cat was to climb a very tall tree, how skilled would it be at getting down?
Horrible.
Yeah, it would be completely helpless and have to be rescued is one of the options.
She'd be up there going,
meow. I'd be really sad.
It'd be terrible.
There was a show and it was Kitty Rescuers.
And just people rescuing cats?
Yes, out of trees. Yes.
We had a neighbor who had this really tall house, and then we had these tall trees in the front. And our cat, like two or three times, went missing for like 2 days. And then we found her. She was up on the roof. No, this was Vagabond at my mom's house. And she would get up on this really tall roof next door. And so she'd be gone for 2 days. And then finally, my mom spotted her up there and was like, Jesus Christ.
Stupid
and
cat.
So then she would get the ladder and go get her. And this happened like twice. And then one time I went out there and I saw her in the top of the tree on this branch that was like almost at the roof. And I was like, don't you fucking do it. Do not go over there. And then she jumped over there and I was like, oh, you stupid bastard.
What a dumb. Okay. When you play with your cat, how long on average is its attention span? Less than 5 seconds, up to 10 seconds, around 30 seconds, until it believes it has won the game or when I give up.
I think so. I mean, I've never played with her long enough that she's like done.
Right. She is whenever we have toys that she just plays with, but when it's you and her, that
yeah,
she,
she'll just
it's
play
never
forever.
Enough. At night, your cat gets up occasionally, usually for a drink or snack, continually changes its position on your bed, sleeps right through, exhausted after a day spent sleeping, stays awake for most of the night as if only on night duty.
I don't know.
I think you would know this best, though, because she was your sleeping buddy.
Say those again.
Gets up occasionally, continuously changes its position, choosing the warmest spot.
Yeah, probably that.
Or sleeps right through.
I think she changes position and probably selects the warmest spot, aka inside my anus.
Inside Peter's butthole.
Yeah.
How strong is your cat's desire to scratch objects and sharpen its claws? It only occasionally scratches. It scratches solely for the thrill of destruction. It has a healthy interest in using scratching posts or other objects for scratching. Non-existent scratching does not interest my cat.
Constant.
Yeah. Well, I would say occasionally.
I mean, she doesn't have claws, so the amount of scratching she does.
Nice.
Yeah, because you could just imagine every time she goes to
that couch would have been destroyed.
Things, yeah. She managed to like pull the fabric off the couch, even though she has no claws.
Yep.
Just like with her paw, she just ripped it apart, sort of. Yeah.
72. Does your cat let you know when it's ready for its next meal? And if so, how does it convey the message? By meowing near its food bowl, by rubbing against my legs. My cat just wanders over to its food bowl when it's hungry, hoping to find food there. By meowing in a demanding tone and giving me a hard stare. She just kind of wanders.
Yeah. You should look at her.
Guys, she's so cute. No one understands how cute she is. I mean, like you do, but also no. She's just adorable. 73, how often does your cat groom itself? Once or twice a day, 3 to 5 Jesus. Times a day, up to 10 times a day, many times throughout the day.
Yeah, just...
Yeah.
She kind of like always
all the
is.
Time. She licks her butt a lot.
She licks her butt a lot.
Her fluffy butt hair.
Yeah.
Butt fur.
Which you love.
Yes. Peter's going to make me a pillow out of butt fur.
Yeah. Every time we see a dog, At first I was like, man, Cassie likes these horrible poofy dogs that would be such a mess, but it's not the poofiness.
No.
It's the poofy butt fur.
It's just that she funny. Really likes. It's really fluffy. I don't know. I think it's weird and cute. And then like they wiggle. Their and little butts wiggle.
Sometimes I catch you like patting her butt
fur.
I
like brush it up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Almost like you want to get an afro pick and tease it out. So she's got like a butt fro. An ass fro.
That was a good one.
Afro.
74, mm-hmm. Second to last.
Oh, shit.
Since you've had your cat, have you noticed that occasionally your things are missing? Yes, from food and jewelry to socks and pens. No, oh, it never touches any belongings. A few items, perhaps. Yes, several have been missing, but they always resurface later.
Pens, she stole a lot. She would knock those across the floor until they went under a door.
I would say, yeah, a few items. The last question.
Dun, 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 dun.
How would your cat react if you tried to give it a bath? Insulted that I might consider its appearance to be less than perfect, agitated and annoyed that it didn't see it coming. It would suddenly vanish into thin air at the moment I thought about giving it a bath. It would enjoy the bath and make sure that I get soaking wet too.
She'd vanish.
I agree.
I don't think she would want to take a bath.
No, she would be
real. That'd be too scary.
Okay, I have to do math now.
Okay.
So.
Well, she's going to do math. I don't know what to do. I should just probably talk about something, I guess, right?
Heaven forbid you actually edit any of this.
Are you kidding? Where do you think you are? Okay, at any other show where they do that kind of thing? Well, we've got a cat just staring us down. It's like she's on this soft blanket, so it's almost like she's too comfortable to complain, but she still isn't happy. She's like, I've been sucked in by the comfort here, but I can't really get away, but I want to just to prove my defiance. Oh gosh, this is a lot of math. This is like one of those tests you would take, a personality test, and it's like, okay, A is worth 3 on this one, B is worth 3 on this one, and it's just math. I wish this was a Scantron. I'm going to start a company where you send Scantrons to people. Oh my god, this is genius. If someone could make a programmable Scantron, like, how come I as a consumer can't get a Scantron? And then I could make my own tests for people. This would be that wouldn't be that fun. Do you think it'd be fun to have a Scantron party? Like, would people come to that and I'm like, we're going to take a test.
What's wrong with you?
I just think that'd be really funny, like, if people came. I've been working really hard on my buttionary cards, by the way. So the way the game works now is like it'll have a thing. Like it has, okay, the Incredible Hulk. And that's worth 1 point if your team gets it. But it's worth 2 points if you start drawing him dick first. Or, you know, the Fantastic Four and you draw them naked. That's worth 2 points. Something like that. They're not all naked. Some of them are just like, okay, if you draw the Predator... But, you know, if you draw him ripping out, I don't know, Screech from Saved by the Bell spine, that's worth 2. So it just makes it more interesting. Because I don't know why, okay, with the success of Cards Against Humanity, I feel like Butchinary is poised. It's like, you know what? People get all uptight about Pictionary because they're like, I can't draw. And it's like, yeah, well, who's going to draw Predator ripping out someone's spine very well? Not many people. So don't worry about it. Plus, it's not about that. It's about drawing the craziest fucking thing you can think of really quick. And also, it's about, hey, if you can get somebody to say something that they don't really want to say, you know, maybe they're saying a racial slur. Maybe it's domestic violence, but you have it, it's like a clown beating his clown wife. Something like that. These aren't real cards yet, but they could be. They could be. We just went and saw a movie called The Witch. I won't spoil it for you, but people in old times were like pervos. This like kid is looking at his sister's like adolescent boobs. That was the worst part. That was the most horrific part, because I was like, ew, pervo, quit looking at your sister's boobs. That's disgusting. I mean, I guess what are you going to do? It's Pioneer Times. It's not like you can look at like...
Well, and it said that it had some nudity in it.
Yeah.
Which was really just old lady butt. But I was like, please, God, don't let it be this prepubescent child.
No. Yeah, I was wondering if she was going to be naked too. But then like... You're just, he's looking at her boobs and you're like, also, not really necessary to the movie. Like, in hindsight, I don't think that was a necessary sub thing that happened. It was just like, this is uncomfortable. I don't really want to watch this kid watch this girl's boobs. And not uncomfortable in that artsy way, like, you know, Requiem for a Dream, watching a guy's hand rot off his body or whatever. Just uncomfortable in a way of, I just don't need it. I don't need this to be a thing. We don't need this to exist right now. But it's good. So now we've seen a movie, you know, with a Scary Farm. We've seen Scary Mirror. I was voting to next watch Scary Mall with Chopping Mall. The mall with scary things that come to life to kill people in the future. The near future. It's kind of like, imagine if Westworld happened in a mall. Imagine if all my dreams came true and there was still great malls in the future instead of none malls now. Do you think the mall is going to come back? Do you like how this is just like a stream of consciousness while I'm like waiting for you to add these scores?
No, I can't go back.
Imagine this in the mall. Do you think the mall is going to come back? What do you think the future is going to be like? How old do you think I'm going to live to be? All these kinds of things. I have none of the answers to these questions. These are just super important theoretical, hypothetical questions that I'm asking. Should I bring up like a drum roll or something?
Yeah.
Because I want to know. Drum roll. I want to find a nice... Okay, this one's 53 seconds long. This is like the easy way to do a drum roll on your snare drum.
We done.
All right.
Okay, hold on.
Do you have the results ready?
Yeah. Do you want to guess?
Yeah, but I think... Do you think at the end this is going to go like... Okay. Hold on. Hold on.
Can I tell you what the ranges are?
Yeah.
Okay, so 79 and below is blissfully ignorant. 80 to 94 is occasionally quite clever. 95 to 105 is average. 106 to 120, brighter than average. 121 to 135, very intelligent. 136 to 155, extremely intelligent. 156 and above, positively brighter than you are. Or possibly.
Let's see. I'm going to guess, based on the answers and your excitement, I was going to say very intelligent. But what's the one that's above that?
Extremely intelligent.
Okay, I'm going to guess and hope that at the end of this it has a little crash. Very intelligent.
No.
Okay, what was the answer?
Her IQ score was 174 points, and 156 or above was possibly brighter than you are.
Oh my God, what's the maximum?
That's it. That's the max.
And above? She's the max.
290 is the max.
290, and she's a 174?
She's 174.
But she's in the smartest category.
She's in the smartest category.
She's in like CATSA.
Also, Mensa, there's this cats. Stupid message here that says, important message. This test has been designed with a greater emphasis on entertainment than accuracy. Results are subject to wide variation, therefore should not be used as basis for any personal decisions about your cat. Which is bullshit, because she is the smartest. Also, this says that there are 3% of cats that are smarter than her. Otherwise, she's smarter than all the kitties in all the land.
There you go.
I have a brilliant kitty. This proves it.
Well, we've learned a lot about a kitty today.
She's so smart, you guys.
Okay. Well, I think we'll have to call this a day.
Mm-hmm. Pretty
and
long.
And then come back for my cat IQ.
Yes.
So I know I'm dealing with a smartsy, but is she dealing with a dum-dum? Stay tuned for next time.